Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
I'm with Chad Eastham of the Revolve Tour. Chad, welcome to spending some time with me.
Well, thank you. I am pumped to hear all of your accents and to spend time with you.
All right, Chad, your bio states that by the time you were 15, you had stolen, fought with the police, used every street drug you could get your hands on, and drunk to excess. So, Chad, what do you say to teens with this kind of "I don't need anybody" attitude?
Well, I wouldn't even necessarily say anything to those teens at first unless I had them in a captive audience, but I would talk to the parents. That's a bio, but I was just a messed up kid, and there's a lot of reasons for that. I probably would have been dead in a pretty short amount of time, but luckily my parents weren't letting me at some point make my own decisions and made some for me. I think it's silly. First of all, I say to teens when they act like, "I don't really care what you think of me." Well, if you didn't care what I thought of you, you wouldn't spend time trying to convince me you don't. And so I think there's just ways to break down little facades that we have about understanding that everyone needs someone, and that's okay. But more importantly, with a "I don't need anyone" or a bad attitude, there's probably some hurt and confusion going on that you got to get below, whether it's counseling or just being a friend.
You spent some time in drug and alcohol rehabs. After your time there, Chad, your life took a radically new direction. Talk to me. What happened?
Well, that direction was probably much more of a process than event. I think in drug rehab, where I spent over a year between there and juvenile detention, I got this thing called hope. And some people told me that I wasn't a piece of junk. And I didn't believe them, but I wanted to believe them. And so I kind of fake it till you make it type of thing. And so with a new direction, I think for a guy, I would say, because I talked to all girls at this conference, but for a guy, I think I would probably spend about 10% of my time dealing with the problems and psychotherapy or whatever, and probably 90% of the time finding new friends. And so for me, the biggest positive misdirection that I had after that was finding some good guys in my life, and guys emulate and they assimilate. And so I kind of naturally learned how to be a good guy or a friend to people from being around other people like that. That was a big turning thing for me.
Here's a tough question for you. Describe yourself in one word, and then you've got to tell us why you chose that word.
Can I use a contraction? I would like to say laid back, but hopefully this is why. Sometimes I like to get really intense with students, and you're talking to them about things seriously, but I think maybe when it comes to this whole thing, my whole philosophy for teens is I hope that you make really good choices for your life because you can, not because you're supposed to. And so I think with that laid-back approach, but intenseness sometimes that they see me talking with them and not at them. We're telling them they have to do anything because they don't. And so I want it to be their choice. And so maybe laid back, the contraction, would most accurately define me, even though it's odd to define yourself.
If people want to get in touch with you, how do they go about this? What do they do?
I have a website up, and it's Chad Eastham, EastonHam.com. So where they can look up some stuff through the RevolveTour.com, or just, you know, Google it on the internet and probably come across some really weird stuff.
Hey, and if they have a problem spelling your last name, Chad, would you spell that for them, please?
Sure. It's East and Ham, EASTHAM.
.com, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
You're on. Thanks for your time, Chad.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.